College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example, you will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?
You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they have to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose answer A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Hello, Mrs. White. What can I do for you?
I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm always feeling tired. I'm usually worn out at the end of the day.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2. What do you think of the apple pie? I made it myself.
Very delicious indeed. Even my mother's can't match this.
What does the man mean?
Question 3. The music is so beautiful that I'd like to dance, but I don't know the steps.
It doesn't matter. No one will be looking at us in the crowd.
What does the woman suggest they do? Question 4. I'd better read one of the articles for our political science class.
You can't read just one. They say each presents a different theory.
What does the woman tell the man he must do?
Question 5. Mary is always complaining about her job.
Maybe if you tried typing letters every day, you'd see what it's like.
What does the man mean?
Question 6. Good morning. This is John Parker speaking. I'm just ringing to confirm my appointment with Mr. Smith for this afternoon.
Yes. Mr. Smith's expecting you at 3 o'clock.
Why is the man making the phone call?
Question 7. Tom looks awfully nervous, doesn't he?
Yes. I'm afraid he's not used to making speeches.
What do they think of Tom?
Question 8. I bought a few books at the new bookstore. Would you like to have a look at them?
A few? It looks like you bought out the bookstore.
What does the woman mean? Question 9. Jane, you won't be able to get to the airport in time to catch the 10 o'clock flight.
I realize that now. I'll have to get my ticket changed.
What will the woman have to do? Question 10. Would you get me through to Dr. Lemon, please?
I'm sorry. He's with a patient.
What does the woman mean?
Section B. Direction. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Paul, a salesman from London, was driving past a sports car parked outside a supermarket when he saw it start to roll slowly down the hill. Inside the car were two young girls on the passenger seat, but no driver. Paul stopped quickly, jumped in front of the sports car, and tried to stop it, pushing against the front of the car. Another man, who was standing nearby, got into the car and put on the handbrake, saving the girls from injury. It was at this point that Paul noticed his own car rolling slowly down the hill and going too fast for him to stop it. It crashed into a bus at the bottom of the hill and was so badly damaged that it had to be pulled away to a garage. As if this was not bad enough, Paul now found he had no one to blame. He was so busy chasing his car that he did not get the name of the driver of the sports car who just came out of the supermarket and drove away without realizing what had happened.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. Which car was badly damaged? Question 12. Where was the driver of the sports car when the accident happened? Question 13. Who did Paul think was to blame for the accident? Question 14. Who was injured in the accident? Passage 2. My friend Vernon Davies kept birds. One day, he phoned and told me he was going away for a week. He asked me to feed the birds for him and said that he would leave the key to his front door in my mailbox. Unfortunately, I forgot all about the birds until the night before Vernon was going to return. What was worse, it was already dark when I arrived at his house. I soon found that the key Vernon gave me could not unlock either the front door or the back door. I was getting desperate. I kept thinking of what Vernon would say when he came back. I was just going to give up when I noticed that one bedroom window was slightly open. I found a barrel and pushed it under the window. As the barrel was very heavy, I made a lot of noise. But in the end, I managed to climb up and open the window. I actually had one leg inside the bedroom when I suddenly realized that someone was shining a torch up at me. I looked down and saw a policeman and an old lady, one of Vernon's neighbors. "What are you doing up there?" said the policeman. Feeling like a complete fool, I replied, "I was just going to feed Mr. Davies' birds."
Questions 15 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 15. Why couldn't the man open the door? Question 16. Why did the man feel desperate? Question 17. Why did the man feel like a fool? Passage 3. When Iraqi troops blew up hundreds of Kuwaiti oil wells at the end of the Gulf War, scientists feared an environmental disaster. Would black powder in the smoke from the fires circle the globe and block out the sun? Many said, "No way." Rain would wash the black powder from the atmosphere. But in America, air sampling balloons have detected high concentrations of particles similar to those collected in Kuwait. Now that the fires are out, scientists are turning their attention to yet another threat, the oil that didn't catch fire. It has formed huge lakes in the Kuwaiti desert. They trap insects and birds and poison a variety of other desert animals and plants. The only good news is that the oil lakes have not affected the underground water resources. So far, the oil has not been absorbed because of the hard sand just below the surface. Nothing, however, stops the oil from evaporating. The resulting poisonous gases are choking nearby residents. Officials are trying to organize a quick cleanup, but they're not sure how to do it. One possibility is to burn the oil. Get those black powder detectors ready.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. What were the scientists worried about soon after the Gulf War? Question 19. What was the good news for scientists? Question 20. What are the officials trying to do at the moment? This is the end of listening comprehension.